Rosh Hashanah, Chapter 1, Mishnah 8. This Mishnah discusses different disqualifying factors in a person which would make them disqualified from being a kosher witness in a Jewish court. Elohein Hapsulin. These are those who are unfit to be a witness. Hamesachik Bekuvia, someone who shoots dice. This refers to someone who shoots dice, and also, in a more general sense, someone who gambles. There are a number of reasons why such a person is unfit to be a kosher witness. One is because he, in a general sense, he's engaging in activity which doesn't offer any good for the world. And the second reason is because when you win winnings in such a game, the loser never really wants to give up the money. And so it's a form of thievery because it's taking money against the owner's will. Umalve ribis, people who lend money to a fellow Jew with interest, which is forbidden to do. We're not allowed to lend money to a fellow Jew and charge them interest. Umafriche yonim, and people who race pigeons. Again, this is another form of betting and similar to gambling. Besochrei shvius, people who sell produce which grew during the Shemitah year, the shvius year, or the sabbatical year. The seventh year in a seven-year cycle in Israel, all of the vegetation that comes in one's farm, one is not allowed to harvest and sell. Va'avadim, servants or slaves are also are not fit to be witnesses because they're not free. And the reason why generally all of these are forbidden is because they show an interest in violating morals and values in Jewish law in order to make money. And so we're concerned that they'd be ready to say false testimony if they're getting paid for it. Zeh HaKlal, this is the rule, the Mishnah says, Kol Eidos, any testimony, She'ein HaIsha K'sherala, which a woman is not kosher to testify for, because generally speaking, a woman is not a kosher witness. It needs to be a man over 13. So whenever a woman is not, although except for some special cases where a woman's testimony is fit, but whenever one's testimony is not fit, afein einan ksherin la, so too all of the above mentioned are not fit in those cases to testify. Now we're up to the Mishnah 9. Mi shara es hachodesh, someone who saw the new moon, ve'enu yachal ahalich, he's unable to walk, molichin oso ala chamar, we bring him on a donkey, even if it's Shabbos, afilo b'mita, even if we have to bring him while he's lying on a bed, the imtzodalahem, and if we're concerned that there are maybe bandits laying in ambush for people who are traveling on the road, lochim biyadam maklos, they're allowed to carry sticks. These are all things which are generally forbidden to be done on Shabbos. V'imhaisa derech rechoka, and if they were very distant from Jerusalem, lochim biyadam mizonos, they can take food, carry food with them. She'al mahalich layla v'yom, for the distance that it takes to travel a night and a day, mechalalin es haShabbos, we transgress, violate the laws of Shabbos, v'yotzen le'edus haChodesh, and we go out to Jerusalem to say testimony about the new month. If the distance is more than a night and a day, then you're not allowed to violate Shabbos because there's no benefit in having the witnesses violate Shabbos and come to Jerusalem. The whole idea is that if the day of Rosh Chodesh of the first day of the month is going to be that Shabbos, we want to find out on that day and not on the following day. But if the person regardless is going to show up the following day, then that doesn't help us, and then he's not supposed to violate Shabbos. How do we know that one is supposed to violate Shabbos in order to let us know about the new month? Shenemar, as it's written in the book of Leviticus of Vayikra, chapter 23, verse 4, Eile Moade Hashem, these are the holidays, the appointed times of Hashem, Asher Tikrosam, which you shall call them B'Moadem, in their appointed times. And the reason, this verse is telling us that we have to call the appointed times of God in at the appointed time. meaning appointed times refers to holidays, meaning that we should that we learn from this that you violate Shabbos in order to make sure that we can establish Rosh Chodesh in the proper time, so that people know when to establish the holidays based on when Rosh Chodesh is. And therefore we need to do this as immediately as possible to make sure that the holidays are established at the right time.